Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here. 10:02 ESPN 97.5. John and Del. Right now, the rest of the way until we head into the weekend. And then after that, it's the press box and Josh, and then the Blitz. I'm sure the Blitz is going to come up with all of their bets for the Super Bowl.
They're not the only ones. If you are up on Sunday morning, listen to Moneyline 10-12. It's their prop bet extravaganza.
Ooh, nice.
So listen to Jerry and Josh do that on Sunday to get you ready for the game.
And those guys actually study it as opposed to just looking at it and going, ooh,
oh,
I like that.
That looks fun. Yeah.
That looks like a good game.
Speaking of, looks like a good bet. The Blitz and Josh Ennis, they'll be out at five under in Beaumont.
Oh, today?
Yeah, they're going to both be doing live shows.
Both shows are there. It's five under. It's a golf place like, I don't want to say like the other one.
Like, yeah, let's not mention it. We got a tweet from someone going, all these other shows come out to Beaumont except for this one show. I was like, in my head, I'm like, you know what time the show starts? What's open at 7, 8, or 6
Didn't
o'clock?
Did we do a show out in Beaumont?
I think you guys might have.
We did.
It's just been a long time.
It was early. And nobody came because it's early.
Yeah, what establishment wants to be open that early for us? And
nobody.
Who's going to show up?
Nobody. So, yeah. I mean, yeah, we could. I would love to go to the 500 place.
Yeah, we could do it, but who would be there to open the building?
Right.
And who's going to come?
My boy Craig is there. Craig Harrington. He worked for Tillman at the Nugget.
Yeah.
He ran Vic and Anthony's, and now he's over there. He was. I'm assuming he's still there. I don't know at the golf place 500. But he would open up for us.
But who would? But who's going
to... Driving to Beaumont at 4:30 in the morning?
This is one of these things where, hey, we drive the night before, and there's a hotel waiting for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be the way.
That would be the play.
That would be a plan. All right, 10:04, ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Let's get Keith in here. Keith, what's up?
Good morning, gentlemen. I got some comments about Tom Brady, and then after that, I got two questions for you guys, and I'll hang up and listen. I'm not questioning Tom Brady's greatness, but man... The football gods have embraced this guy his entire career. It's uncanny when you look at it. At the beginning of his career, he's a sixth-round backup quarterback, and he gets in because of an injury. And throughout his career, he got hurt the 1 year. Other than that, he's there every game. Then you look at the games themselves. The Tuck Rule game. The Super Bowls where the kicker doesn't miss. I mean, there's no Scott Norwoods here. The Super Bowl against the Seahawks where they don't give the ball to Marshawn Lynch. The Super Bowl against Atlanta where Atlanta makes some questionable play calls with that big lead. The AFC title game. The Chiefs have him beat and the guy lines up freaking offsides. And Brady gets another opportunity and hey, give it to him. He took advantage of it. And then, you look at the NFC championship game. Inexplicable defensive call by Green Bay. Three interceptions in the second half, and the guy still wins. I can't wait to see what the football gods are going to do this time because they always seem to be on the side of Tom Brady. It's uncanny, but it's a great story, one of the greatest ever. And I just can't wait to see it. It's unbelievable. So here's my two questions for you guys, and then I'll hang up. I like the Chiefs. Giving the three, but like I said, man, I'm not betting any real money. So question number one, give it to us, guys. Who do you like versus the spread in this game? Okay, and then here's question number two. Now, we know sports books are legal in the U.S., and it's up to the states to decide. We live in a red state, let's be honest. Will we ever see legal sports books here in Harris County, do you think? Thanks, guys.
I don't know about that one.
Aren't there outside interests who would rather you travel to different places?
Yeah, well, I'm sure. I don't know. I don't know what Tillman is doing, but certainly, I'm pretty sure. I think he would like something in Galveston, but I'm pretty sure he wouldn't be all that thrilled about Houston having any kind of gambling because that takes away from. I mean, Lake Charles would just die. It would just die if we had. Because Houston, I don't know what the percentage is, but I bet it's a really big percentage of gamblers that go to the Nugget from Houston. Sportsbook? I think that's a real possibility. I think it's a real possibility. Sometime we'll wake up on this deal. Hey, if Oregon can pass every drug is now legal, then I'm sure we can have sports gambling.
Is there a difference between Oregon and Texas?
Big difference. Okay. Huge, huge difference. And again, I mean, it'll be interesting to see if how much Tillman puts into it to fight it, but whether or not, I don't know, unless he, you know, he got the rights to it, to sports gambling, because there's no sports gambling in Lake Charles. That's just blackjack and slots and everything.
Wouldn't he have to divest himself from owning a team and owning a sports book? You're not allowed to do that, are you?
Well, they have ties now. All the leagues have ties now to DraftKings and everything.
Well, the leagues do, but that's a personal. Well, he would potentially. Well, he would have to pull all Rockets games off. I mean, that would not be. You wouldn't be allowed to do that.
Yeah. Well, the Twins that own the
The Kings.
Yeah, the Kings.
Years ago, Maloofs.
The Maloofs. They were able to still have theirs.
Were they able to have sports wagering?
But they weren't.
Or no basketball, or just no Kings?
I guess no. I don't know.
That is
a
huge conflict.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm not as confident as you that they get sports wagering. We've seen no movement at all to even get a slot machine. And that would make it would make so much money for the state. And there's so many forces fighting against it.
Yeah.
And all the other places, like, there's no sign of weed being legalized here. All the things that you're starting to see pushes in other cities or in other places, I don't see any sign of that in Texas. Mm-hmm. I really don't. Because it's got to be a Texas vote, not a Houston vote.
No, it's not a county vote. It would be, well.
Texas is going to be not about that, I don't think. The money that would be made potentially could really.
We're a red state, but we're a blue county now. So maybe if the state ever did.
A county vote.
No, but if the state passed it, the county probably would.
How about we pass it federally? And then, la-dee-da. Joe Biden out here doing this and that. Why don't you put an executive order on these sports books, homie? Get us a casino. Put an executive order on that. We're putting executive orders on stuff, put one on a sports book or a casino.
Biden's your homie? Is that what you called him?
I was just doing my jack.
Your homie?
Biden's whose homie?
Yeah. Hey, homie. Why don't you put something on this casino?
So, is Jack talking to Biden like he was at that New Hope Church, or which Jack is this?
I don't think that Jack would talk to Biden like that.
No, would be.
I found the entire sermon, or whatever you want to call it, Jack doing. It was part of his trip to when he was still a Patriot at New Hope Church.
That's New Hope Church?
Yeah.
How was it? I've been checking some of it out.
I'm not listening to that trash. I've heard
what?
Just recognized the suit he was wearing, and it's the same suit thing from the New Hope, and the same setup. It was New Hope Church. They have a YouTube account, and Jack made an appearance there.
Huh. And he did his stand-up routine?
he bombed, I would say.
Redfish, somebody opened for him.
Who do you think
opened
for him?
One fish, two fish. Redfish, blue fish.
That guy with the puppet?
It's good stuff.
What's the guy with the puppet? Who does all the stuff now?
I don't know.
Kavanaugh, McGovern. I don't know what his name is. One of those dumb things. Who would open for Jack?
You think Jack is a closer?
Oh, yeah.
And it was New Hope Chapel. New Hope Chapel.
Yeah, there? Yes, Jack was the lead. Jack was the main event, 100%.
1011 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. If you want to come in here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. That is so funny. A guy, he gets engaged, gets down on the knee, proposes, and the kid is at the fountain. He just pulls down his pants right behind him and starts whizzing as he's proposing to his girl. I mean, it's his kid, I guess. And the little kid is whizzing right next to him, right out in the open. Nice. Well,
great harbinger for that marriage.
Yep, good luck. I mean, that's a foreshadowing what's going to happen in that. I mean,
particularly if it's your first marriage, right?
that's a pisser. This might be the second because he's got a kid. Might be. I don't know.
Well, who knows?
I'm not going to assume nothing.
Yeah, I don't know nothing.
All right, 1012 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776.
When it comes to sports betting, SportsMapBets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, SportsMapBets has all the info you need to make the best play. SportsMapBets.com. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Oh, by the way, we forgot to give Keith our picks. Who you got in this one?
I like the Chiefs. I know Brady, the Bucks, and that defense. I still
you
like
hate Brady, though.
I'm not a fan. hate is strong, but I don't like them. I like the Chiefs to win. I think they'll just create enough explosive plays, and we don't talk about it enough, but the Chiefs defense steps up more often than you might think to stem the tide of games, because we know the Chiefs like to play with their food a little bit, and all of a sudden that offense will go on these runs where either they turn the ball over, holding call, they have to punt a couple times, and all of a sudden the other team has a chance, and their defense will make a play. The defense consistently makes a play that's needed, and I think they'll make enough of those against Brady and the Bucks. I don't know about a score, what, 31-20 or something like that? 31-23, 24, something like that?
Wasn't that last year's score?
Like I don't know how it played out.
I think it was an 11-point game last year.
Yeah, so maybe. It doesn't feel like that.
You're right. They always make the plays late.
Yeah. They find a way to get a stop. Matthew might make a play. They'll get a three and out when they need to get the ball back to their offense. I do like the Chiefs in this one, and I like them to go back to back. And honestly, if they had beaten the, it's weird because the guy called in talking about all the fortune that the Patriots have had. We had someone say, "Well, things could have gone a different way. Maybe Brady's undefeated." I don't know all about that, but the Chiefs are probably a D4 offside away from, if they win on Sunday, from winning three in a row. I think they beat that Rams team.
Yeah,
that the Patriots beat. I think we're a game away from declaring a new dynasty.
We could be. Yep. I mean, yeah, D Ford, if he doesn't like, I mean, Brady has been fortuitous for Brady.
And it's small little things, but that now he took advantage. And in fact, that game was so crazy. D Ford lines up all sides. Brady goes down and scores. And you think the game's over. Pat Mahomes in like 35 seconds. Leads him down the field for a field goal, and then Brady and the Patriots win in overtime. They go to right down the field, score a touchdown. Yeah, I mean, there's been some instances, but then if you're a Patriot fan, you point to, why the hell would David Tyree make that play in any other opportunity? Why would Eli's not getting away from that guy in any other play?
Yeah.
So there have been things that have gone against them. Wes Welker dropped the ball. Was it Wes Welker who dropped the ball?
Yeah.
No. Was it him? Or was
he should have won that. They should have won that game.
Or was it Edelman? Was it Welker?
It was Welker.
Who dropped the ball, who was open. That would have led to a scoring drive against the Giants in the second matchup. So, go back and forth. You can find ways to.
There are some. Yeah, he's had a lot of fortuitous. Listen, the Seattle should have beat him, and he gets the pick, Malcolm Butler's pick. That should have been a win, and honestly, if they run Marshawn.
Who knew the tuck rule was a thing until it was?
Right.
Yeah.
The tuck rule, yeah. I mean, and right, and Vinatieri was a huge part.
And that was a divisional game. You would imagine because it was Brady and Belichick, they would have found a way later on. But who knows? That game doesn't get – they don't get to the championship. They don't get to the Super Bowl. They lose in the divisional round. Who knows what happens? But, yeah, I mean, look, it's been a 10 Super Bowls of this. I think we can say luck, no luck, whatever. Still the GOAT, whatever you want to say.
Yeah, no, you got to have some luck along the way. I like Tampa in this one. I'm gonna go with Tampa. I just think that I somehow, some way, I just can't bet against them. I bet against them. I don't know how many times, and I just can't.
Is this the best team he's played in the Super Bowl?
Than that Seattle team?
That Seattle team was on the verge of a dynasty too. If it didn't do what they did, I think it's comparable.
Yeah, this is the best team he's played, though.
Yeah, I think certainly the most lethal offense that he'll have.
It'll be interesting to see, though, with this offense.
Well, the Rams, I say that, but the Rams in the first one, the Rams were in the lead offense, too. So that team was really good. In fact, weren't the Patriots like over, weren't they like a 17-point dog or
they
something?
They were a big dog.
14? Was it 14?
Was it that much?
They were big. They were big dogs in that one. I have to look it up. I don't remember, but I think it was a two. There were two scores. I think.
The greatest show on turf. That's how long ago now, and Brady's still in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. That was a huge upset.
Are all those guys in the Hall of Fame? And he's like, are Bruce Holt, Warner, and Falk all in Hall of Fame, and he's still playing? Is Isaac Bruce in the Hall of Fame?
I don't. Is Torrey Holt just get in?
I don't know.
I don't know that.
Isaac Bruce got in the Hall of Fame last year.
Isaac Bruce got in last year?
Yeah. Is Torrey Holt in the Hall of Fame? No, he's not in the Hall of Fame. No. But Marshall Faulk is, correct?
I believe so.
Kurt Warner is. And Isaac Bruce are. And he's still playing.
How about that? Yeah, well, but if they're at the end of his, and that was the beginning of his. And that was
Kurt Warner played in the Super Bowl, what, 7-8 years? When did he play against the
Arizona Steelers. And Pittsburgh?
Yeah, he was still playing. I mean, Faulk had been in since the early 90s. So he was
that, 07 or so?
The Steelers.
Steelers?
I think so. I think it was because I was producing with you and Lance, I think. Or maybe I was an intern at the time. I don't remember. But his first Super Bowl win was against three Hall of Famers. And this dude is still out here playing. And
2009 Super Bowl.
Yeah. So Warner lasted another, nine years. And even after that, he was still playing.
Still playing.
And this guy, and then now they're in the Hall of Fame, and he's still racking up numbers.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah, but like you said, nothing surprises you about Tom Brady.
True. And all you're doing is math. Yeah, he's 40-plus years old still playing, so these things are going to come up. And I guess, and if he wins... just add another thing to his resume. I'm hoping it doesn't happen. I don't even like to pretend, but I'm usually not a hater. It's like, I just don't care. I'm hate watching this game. This is a hate watch. I am going, come on, Chiefs.
Well,
I don't need the storylines. The debate I need is the 6-4 debate, not the 7-3. I need the 6-4. Well, is Tom Brady really the best when he's lost four? I need that fake debate that they'll drum up on Monday.
JT's up in Missouri, and he says Chiefs fans are they're all over, and they're insufferable.
Of course they are.
And they just think it's their God-given right to win the Super Bowl.
After all that pain they felt of losing home games in the playoffs. Remember how long they went not being able to win a home playoff game?
Yeah.
And now it's like, that's our right.
That's our right.
That's how every fan base is, really.
Yep. He says, I just can't. He's actually going to Kansas City this weekend to watch the game. He said it'll be great. I'll get to see all those suffering fans, or it'll be a big party.
Yeah, either way. Schadenfreude or a party. Either way.
That's either way. So LeBron James yesterday was pissed. I have zero energy and zero excitement about an all-star game this year. I don't even understand why we're having an all-star game. Short offseason for myself and my teammates, 71 days. And then coming into the season, we were told that we're not having an all-star game, so we'd have a nice little break, 5 days in March from the 5th through the 10th, an opportunity for me to kind of recalibrate for the second half of the season, my teammates as well, some of the guys in the league, and then they throw an all-star game on us like this and just breaks that all the way up. So pretty much kind of a slap in the face. We're also still dealing with a pandemic. We're still dealing with everything that's been going on, and we're going to bring the whole league into one city that's open. Obviously, the pandemic has absolutely nothing to do with it at this point when it comes to that weekend. Obviously, you guys can see I'm not very happy about it. You know what? I don't often agree with LeBron. I agree with him.
Yeah, even if you remove the personal stuff from the equation and what it does for his team, why does it make any sense to invite your league into what Atlanta is hoping is a party atmosphere? I mean, Atlanta's open, like he said. Atlanta, you can do stuff there. Why would you do that? I know you're going to say, well, we have these new mandates with the mask. That ain't going to matter. Not when you decided to bring a league to a party city for a party event.
Do you know how many people are not going to be wearing masks in bars?
Forget about it.
No.
They're asking for a stoppage.
Yep.
And they don't, but.
Well, the guys going home, though, too. There will be more guys that are there's so many more guys that aren't all-stars. But the percentage, there's going to be a ton of guys that come back after 5 days off that are going to have COVID.
That's true, but at least you're not offering a league-sanctioned COVID fest. You can only do what you can do. you take the responsibility of saying, look, guys, these are the rules. We'd like you to follow them. And I'm sure they have rules in place for Atlanta. But don't – it's not like they decide, no, we're going to put this in North Dakota because it's – COVID might be an issue, but it's not a party place. No, we put it in a place – in an NBA city. What that's open because we want to, I guess.
Well, who would go if it was in North Dakota? That's the point.
That's the point. I use them as an extreme.
No, but I
mean, they picked a city that's open. It's not like they picked a city, an NBA city that's not open. They could have picked LA. It's not open.
Yeah, but that would be another one. I ain't going to LA. Everything's closed.
No, I understand that. But if the need is for TV and to have an all-star game and it's a TV thing. And
well, I think it's a TV thing and a city thing. I mean, these hotels are just dying.
Yeah, but it's not at this point. It's not the NBA's responsibility. I know it's tough. I'm not going to say it's not tough for anyone involved. It's not the NBA's responsibility to feed the hotel market in Atlanta. Why would they pick Atlanta over another city that's struggling?
Because it's open.
Yeah, but you're asking for your I don't want to call them commodities, but for the guys who help your league to not be able to play when the league gets back to playing games.
Well, that'd be anywhere to go.
That's what I'm. Well, the whole point is not having the All-Star game.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Don't have the game. Well, who cares? It's an exhibition. What? Just
somehow we survived last year without the All-Star game. How do we survive last season without having the NBA All-Star game?
I don't know how you can have a year without an NBA All-Star game. That's just impossible. Kevin Durant's the leader, by the way. And he leads LeBron James in voting. And sorry. That's why LeBron's pissed.
Those two will get to pick the teams this year?
That's why he's pissed. How many does Christian Wood have any votes? Does he have zero votes?
I'm sure he's not on the leaderboard. I'm sure the Rocket fans have voted for him. Now the question will be, how many games has he played? Will that be enough? He's not going to be a starter. That's going to Anthony Davis. Right? So, will he have enough games if this injury is extended to where he'll get voted in by, what is it, the player media vote? Is that what it is?
Yeah. Durant and LeBron lead. Durant, who missed all last year, he's got 2.3 million, slightly ahead of LeBron's 2.2 something. Steph Curry has 2.11 million votes. Luka, 1.39. Damian Lillard. In the East, Antetokounmpo, Joel Embiid, Jason Tatum. Bradley Beal leads the guards. He's got 1.3 million votes. James Harden second. Kyrie Irving is third.
So head coaches vote for the reserves.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, so Christian Wood would have to
hope. Not missing this time. He's probably not going to get in.
Yeah, he would have to hope that the head coaches around the league recognize him and vote him over some more established player.
Well, not with this now. He's going to be out for a while.
Yeah,
This probably killed his All-Star.
Yeah. What All-Star game's March 7th?
Yeah.
He could very well miss the month, if not more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
way it looked. And
for those of you who didn't see it, it looked bad last night. He came down, twisted that ankle badly. He couldn't put any weight on it. Looked bad. He's getting an MRI today. We'll see. But it doesn't look good. I don't think the team is hopeful. And they still look pretty good. John Wall looked pretty good. The team won. Eric Gordon's looked better lately.
Yeah, I mean, he goes through stretches where you're like, oh, it makes sense why he's getting this money. And then the problem is the money's being paid means there shouldn't be stretches. This should be just a straight line of good performances and then maybe a couple upticks. But I think we see – Joel talked about it. He thought they would lose to the Thunder the second time around because there's no John Wall. And it appears – and not surprisingly, your point guard for them is their driving force, particularly when Oladipo is going to shoot as poorly as he did against Oklahoma City. John Wall missing. They didn't have a chance. When John Wall's available and he can drive that offense, they can win games against teams of that stature even without Oladipo, who in some cases has been more of a detriment than he has been a positive with his shooting. And he missed yesterday because of rest. So we'll see with him and John Wall carrying more of the load, with Christian Wood looking to be out for a considerable amount of time, what they look like. It'll be about that backcourt going forward.
Yep. All right, 1028 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Come on in, hang out with us.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
So, John, I know you got to get something, but I've added a couple bangers to the soundboard, so I want to get your opinion. And a lot of it has come from today, so I want to get your opinion on what you
All
like
right.
most.
All right.
Now, we have the obvious one because, well, it's been kind of the through line of the show.
Hey, what's up, fish? Right. One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. You know.
So that's number
know
one.
What I'm saying?
So that's number one. What about, well, now I have a couple more.
Okay.
Let's see.
Bye, bitch.
Well, that's aggressive.
But do you like it?
Yes, I love it.
Okay.
Okay.
And you say that's aggressive. What about this one?
I don't take no orders from no woman, by the way.
So which one is your favorite?
They're all wonderful.
Okay.
I mean, it's hard.
You can't
to,
pick a favorite?
Yeah, I can't. What do you want me to pick? One of my kids over the other kids?
Well, look, which one cost you less money? That's your favorite.
Well, JT cost the least.
He's the boy. He cost you less.
Yeah, he cost the least.
So, okay, one more time.
What's up, fish? Right. One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Bye, bitch.
I don't take no orders from no woman, by the way.
So that one is actually connects. She says, bye, bitch. And he goes, look, I don't take no orders. You can't tell me what to do.
That does. They
can be connected. So you still don't have a favorite.
Are you going to use that on callers, bye, bitch?
No, it's more a Lance thing.
For the end when he leaves. Yeah. Well, Fred at the end of every show says, stay sportsy, bitches. Right?
Well, I kind of like ours better.
I do too.
Yeah.
Now you got to tell who that is.
That is Courtside Karen from earlier. I think her name is Julia whatever, but she was the woman
Juliana.
She was Carlos. Yeah, she was a woman who got into not an altercation, but a back and forth with LeBron during the Hawks game.
Yeah.
She was thrown out of the game. She went on this long, actually it was multiple videos on Instagram where she cursed up a storm. Called LeBron an F and P word and said she would beat him up and stuff. And she ended she didn't end it with this, but this is the payoff for one of her videos.
Bye, bitch.
Because she said, you're intimidated by a 25-year-old girl?
Bye, bitch.
So that's who she is.
She has since apologized.
And then she had to either put her Instagram on private or take it down because she's catching it.
Yeah, she's catching. Well, I don't know why.
No.
I mean, she's phony. Her whole face is phony.
And then, of course, she's the young blonde who married the older dude. So everyone's going to play into that as well.
Oh, yeah.
And the dude doesn't like LeBron overall because he has past Instagram posts of taking shots at LeBron when LeBron was a Cav. So apparently the whole couple has a stick up their butt about LeBron. But she did provide a wonderful moment.
This is horrible. 3.8 billion women on the planet. You'd think it would be clean by now.
Who said that?
I don't know. I got a tweet from...
Who wrote that?
I thought of John Granato when I saw this.
Of course they did. That's your legacy, by the way. Congratulations.
That's not... I would never say something like that.
Yeah, it's the whole sandwich thing. People are taking it to another level.
You'd think it would be clean by now. It's pretty funny.
See? And that's why this guy's here.
I don't
here.
Take no orders from no woman, by the way.
Oh, that's good stuff. Oh. All right, headlines. Rockets win yesterday, but they lose Christian Wood. And win the battle, we'll lose the war there. No question about that. Dude is he's playing all-star level. He won't be in the all-star game now, though, not with this. And we'll see how long he's going to be out. More Texans getting fired. Ops guy, the practice field guy, and the equipment guy. Just more. And yeah, who knows what they've been there 14, 15 years. Who knows why, but it just seems like just an awful place to work. Just an awful place to be. Congress is getting involved in NCAA, a bill that aims to make the image and likeness a federal right. Players getting paid, and that the NCAA won't be able to limit how much they can make. That's the key. See, the NCAA was going along with it, was going to do it, but I know that they had a rule in place where they still have a rule in place where you can only make so much money over the summer, if summer jobs, because otherwise, you know, boosters will get crazy with how much they're paying these players, and that's a promise. So you come here and you're going to make more money. Don't worry, we'll get you a summer. We'll get you that wink, wink summer job. So the NCAA has limited that. I could certainly see a situation where the NCAA would say, "Yeah, you can do commercials for, but you can only make so much money." This may backfire though. This may be a car dealer says, "Oh, you're going to do commercials for me. You come." And I'm going to give you $100,000 to do my commercials for me.
I think they met with Congress in January or whenever, because there was some thought that some of this name, image, and likeness, the transfer stuff, would have been finalized, and they didn't. They punted it because they said, well, if Congress is going to step in, then why are we making rules? But the last time they talked, Congress was like, why is this taking so long? Pick it up. They said, if you let us do it, you're not going to like it.
No.
And they're not going to like it because this whole facade of amateurism that they try to put out there, that's going to go away. Not that anyone – does anyone really care? Like if I don't know who's a star quarterback next year. Let's say a guy we're familiar with, Dear King. If I saw him on a local ad, like say Houston, some dealership was like, you know what? I know he's the Miami quarterback. He was here a long time. Let's pay him to sell our stuff. Anyone going to care?
No.
Anyone going to be upset that De'Aaron King is making money off a car dealership?
No. But here's the deal: is you're going to use that in recruiting. Is that
well? That's you know, a coach and thing you have to worry about. But as a person, am I going to get? Look, I get it because if you get screwed over with the recruit because you wanted him, but the other team found a way to get him a dealership, I get it. That's going to be a problem. But look, if you are a fan of a team competing against Alabama, you already are not getting those guys anyway. Alabama just had the best class of all time, and this was before name, image, and likeness was allowed. They find ways to get guys in. You're always going to lose.
Well, but Alabama ain't going to like it much when Oregon can come up and say, we're paying, you know what, we got commercials for you.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Well, right. I agree. I don't care that Alabama's going to suffer from this.
Yeah, I'm sure Alabama will adapt because they have done that. Saban will adapt and find ways. I don't know if the public sentiment, when it goes through, if I see a local Cougar, Houston Cougar, let's be clear, in an ad, am I going to get upset with it? No.
No.
Like if before,
no, but it, you know what? University of Houston is going to suffer on it.
If Mattress Mack was like, you know what? The Cougars are on a run to the Final Four. I want to film a commercial with a couple of their guys. Oh no, I can't believe it. A couple of the Cougars.
No, it'll be great.
It'd be awesome for those kids.
Yeah,
get it done already.
That's super. That's great. And that's what the kids deserve. It.
The market will bear. We'll let the market decide if Mattress Mack thinks it's a thing that works for him. Since he was on earlier about 7:30, if you missed it. Let the kid benefit from his talents in a way that's non-basketball related. I wouldn't have a problem with it.
Yep. Oh, the NCAA and Congress met in January. Are we sure the NCAA wasn't behind the insurrection to throw off the meetings and limit players' rights? Open your third eyes, gentlemen. What? My third eye?
Yeah, it's the one that sees. It was in December, I believe. Mm. I said no. I think that. Yeah,
when was
I think
the
it
was insurrection?
The insurrection was in January. I'm trying to figure out exactly when they met. It was late December, January. So yeah, late December, mid December. Excuse me.
The NCAA was not behind the insurrection.
No, your third eye is that eye that sees all the things that are underneath the surface that like your normal vision wouldn't. No, it's not your. What color is the eye, John?
Thought it was brown.
There it is.
I got brown eyes.
Stop.
Okay.
Stop it. Stop. Not that eye. It's that one on your forehead that sees things that it didn't see before, but you've been enlightened.
Hmm. Well, I'm not enlightened. And I'm not using my third eye to see stuff.
Okay? I don't believe the that's things always covered. It's dark down there.
Right.
I don't think the NCAA had anything to do.
No.
With the insurrection.
Open your third eye, gentlemen. All right. News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5. Then we throw it to the press box. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right. Welcome back. The Super Bowl, we got. I got Tampa. He's got the Chiefs. I'm taking the three. I'm taking Brady in the points. That seems to be the right side. That seems to be a smart play. You giving Tom Brady points? Not so smart.
I'll take the young goat over the
new goat.
I got the new goat in this one. I think,
got the old goat.
I think the Chiefs at their best. Now we'll see if Tampa can keep them from doing that. Can beat them by double digits.
Del, do you want to move to Utah?
You're going to have to give me some more than just asking the question. What's there?
Well, there's a bill that would require porn filters on every cell phone sold in Utah. So you won't be able to surf porn on your phone.
So it's a filter that can't be removed?
Apparently.
Who's enacting the bill? Who is pushing the bill forward?
The Utah legislature.
Huh. And they'll allow people to vote on this. Right. Yeah.
Well, maybe not. They might just make it. There might just be a bill that they create.
And
you don't? Do you want a porn filter on your phone?
I don't know. I don't look at porn on my phone, but I wouldn't want. I don't like big government, John. Hey, stay out of my business. So, will the people? I don't know how that works. If you buy a phone, will T-Mobile have to put the filter on? How does that work? I'm more interested in how the logistics and the technology work.
I ain't worried about that.
I know you're not.
The thing is, because I don't care.
I know.
All I know is no porn, Dale. That's what I'm going with.
That's fine.
I'm with it. Rudy Giuliani is responding to Lincoln Project's litigation threat. Lincoln Project wants to sue Rudy Giuliani. He says, I'm writing them a letter back telling them I will not respond to their letter. Wait a minute.
But aren't you responding to the letter?
Isn't that...
Maybe he won't legally respond, whatever he has to do that way.
But he's not responding to their letter. He's writing them a letter telling them he's not responding to their letter.
Yeah, Rudy hasn't had a good run.
No. Well, and in large part because of Sacha Baron Cohen.
Well, that and all the failures in the courts.
Right. And Sacha Baron Cohen, though, he says, I will hire Rudy Giuliani to contest Golden Globes if Borat and Chicago 7 lose.
Well, considering Rudy's track record the last year or so.
He's on the losing side.
Yeah, he's going to lose again.
Both of them. Have you seen Chicago 7?
That's a Netflix thing, right?
It's really good.
I haven't seen it yet.
Really good. Yeah. So China doesn't think that apparently they're not raising manly enough men in China. China says a notice from China's education ministry has caused a stir after it suggested young Chinese men had become too feminine. The message has been criticized as sexist, but it feels that it should an education drive should make boys more manly. Do you think Chinese boys are not manly?
I don't know any Chinese boys. I don't. I mean, I've never been to China. I can't speak on this. I would be the wrong person. That is something that the Chinese women need to tell me about, because I don't know. What makes a Chinese man or boy manly?
Well, apparently they're not manly enough according to their education.
Well, maybe if they need to take some people, not my advice, but
how do you make them more?
If they took that tact,
right,
maybe they'd be more manly. Or
I don't take no orders from no woman, by the way.
Bye, bitch. So apparently, I don't know. I don't know how you make them more manly either. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Maybe they got to go out and chop wood or something.
I wonder what the educational process will be for that.
Maybe make them watch porn or something. I don't know.
So in China, you can watch porn, but in Utah, you can't.
That's okay. Right. North Carolina state legislators are introducing a bill to end child marriage. Do you think that this is necessary?
Was it child
marriage? Or should they have already done this many years ago?
Child marriage, like children getting married, or an adult marrying a child?
They're looking to raise the state's minimum age for marriage from 14 to 18.
Then it's adults marrying children. I would say
14-year-olds are able to marry.
You'd be surprised how many old things are on the books that never get taken away.
Yeah.
In this lane.
Yeah, back in the day, 14-year-olds used to get married.
Yeah, because you die at 31, if that.
Well, that was back in the time.
So I'm saying back in the day. No.
Yeah.
Even when you're first Americans, well, they weren't Americans at the time, when they were first coming over, disease and couldn't find food, you die young.
Yeah, that's true.
You had to procreate at 14, I guess, so to keep the family line going and work the farm, I guess.
So apparently a woman in Arizona, she was, the cops wanted to pull her over and she wouldn't. She said she wouldn't pull over because she felt it was the right thing to do.
It takes me back to a Chappelle Show bit where he is sitting in the passenger seat, his white friend's driving around, speeding through the intersection, said, I'm going to race. And then the cops pulled him over and sir, do you know how fast you're going? I said, yeah, you know you can't do that. And he goes, I didn't know I couldn't do that. And the cop's like, get out of here. Fine. Is that what she's doing? What are you talking about? It felt like it was a good idea.
It was the right thing
not
to do.
To ignore the police?
She just ignored them. They turned the lights on. She looked at them through her driver's side mirror, but didn't pull over. They pulled us next to her. She still wouldn't pull over. Eventually, the cars reached a red light. The officer says he got out of his car, talked, and she stared at him without saying a word. She said, I'm
pulling. Did they arrest her?
I felt it was the right. Yeah, they arrested her. She looks like she's crazy.
On something?
She's crazy. She's a crazy woman. So, yeah. Wow. See, there's some traffic stops. There's another traffic stop. A woman had all kinds of stuff in her hoo-ha, all kinds of drugs. So that's not something. Not a drug I want after that.
Who's the female officer they grabbed to search this woman?
During the investigation, an officer was stabbed with a hypodermic syringe that was concealed on the woman.
It's rough.
Yeah.
That would freak me out.
Yeah, no. I'm going.
You handle this. I'm going to the hospital right now.
Now, Las Vegas man impersonating an officer pulled over an officer in an unmarked car. Guess what happened?
So the officer was just in his normal car.
Yeah.
The guy pulled him over.
Yeah.
And it didn't go well for him.
It didn't go well at all for him. It busted Pedro Franco. One day. Why are you pulling people over?
I was going to ask, what's the appeal? It happens more often than you would think, but why are people just, who are not police officers, it's a power trip, right? If you're pulling someone over.
Because, are you really creepy?
Well, he did it to a man, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what he's into. Who knows? But it feels like that's a power thing. Like, we see those stories about women getting pulled over by fake cops and then awful things happening or potentially happening. It has to be some weird power thing because, look, I'm going to pretend, or you couldn't be a police officer, you want it to be, and you want to do this. Nah. I just want to go about my day. I don't want to fake being a police officer. I don't want to run into a police officer.
No.
You know what my best days are? When I don't get pulled over.
Yep. That's a good day. Yeah.
Because you know, I don't think about it, but you know how I know it's a great day? Because it's an awful day when I do get pulled over.
Are you going to pull that stunt that woman did? Nah, I ain't pulling over.
I don't think my day would end in.
No, I don't think.
Just took him in. I don't think that's how my day would end.
She's a crazy white woman. I don't think you should pull that one.
I feel like my day would end differently.
An 81-person French orgy broken up for violating COVID-19 curfew.
Okay.
I kind of feel like it should be broken up because they're all gross.
That's gross.
81 people. There have to be some really gross people in there. Just the odds.
Unless the people who put this together had a filter where they said, if you're not a 7 or above, you can't show up, you can walk into the Galleria. 81. If you look at 81 people, you're not going to find 81 people that you want to have sex with or be around while they're having sex.
There was no resistance to police. Police responded to the party at 9 p.m., 3 hours after France's curfew, and first found 11 people in the parking lot. But then when they got into the warehouse, they found the other 70. Goodness gracious, people, you're gross. I mean, France, everybody's probably smoking. Look, they smell.
Not shaving. Like, how sexed up are you that you need to be around 80 other people while they're having sex? Look, orgy not my thing, but I understand if there's a group of people, four or five of them, you all like each other in however many ways you like them. Okay, but 80 other people around you while this is going on?
Yeah.
Nah.
TSA agent has been convicted. He tricked a woman into showing him her breasts at LAX. The woman told investigators that he told her he had to look inside her bra to ensure she wasn't hiding anything and had to hold her pants away from her waist for a check.
These are the stories. Why are you laughing? These are the stories when I on Instagram and I'll see, or on Twitter, and you see these videos where women are like, I hate men. I'm like, I get it. What is she just trying to get on a plane?
But I got to look inside your bra and golly, I got to look inside your pants. Hold your pants. He's finessing the game. That's all.
That's illegal.
He's making sure she's safe, that she's not bringing anything on the plane.
All I am saying is no one should be like, oh, I don't understand why you dislike men. This is why.
That dude in high school had mirrors on his shoes.
No, this guy wears a shirt when he's off work, FBI, female body inspector. He legit has one of those shirts, and thinks it's really funny.
And guess what?
Well, he is one, apparently.
He is one. It's it. 10:56, ESPN 97.5. Y'all have a great Super Bowl weekend. We'll talk to you again on Monday, everybody.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.